It's Border Crossings with Larry London from BOA Music Mix.
Welcome once again to the show. We've made it through the midweek point of another week. I'm Larry London, and we've got a full hour of requests and dedications in store for you, plus another Now 50 CD giveaway. So hang around with us. We'll start off today's show with a request from Camaro, who's in Sierra Leone. This is a classic out of Queen's collection of greatest hits. This one's called Bohemian Rhapsody.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter.
Just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama,
will you do the fandango? Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo!
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 Galileo Figaro!
Magnifico!
Oh, I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah! No, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Mamma mia,
mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me, for me, for me.
So you think you can love me and leave me to die? Oh,
Border Crossings, The Sound of Queen, and Bohemian Rhapsody for Camaro and Sierra Leone. Believe it or not, thinking back in time, it was this week in 1983 that the We Will Rock You video premiered on MTV. It was 1983, and the video for the live concert footage of We Will Rock You was filmed at the Baltimore Civic Center in Baltimore, Maryland, and the San Diego Sports Arena in San Diego, California. And so there you go, Queen doing their thing. By the way, Queen are together again with Adam Lambert and going on tour. Brian May and several other guys asked Adam Lambert from American Idol fame to join them, so they'll be touring throughout the summer as Queen, performing all the big hits. And a few years ago, it was Paul Rogers who sang with Queen when they reunited for the first time in a number of years. Now, Paul Rogers, who is the voice of the bands Free and Bad Company, will join us on Border Crossings very soon, and we'll talk about his new solo project, which is an album of soul songs from Memphis that he recorded. We'll talk about his days with Free and Bad Company and Queen. So Paul Rogers will be here on Border Crossings in the very near future. We've also got interviews coming up with Rick Springfield. You'll hear from him talking about the story behind Jesse's Girl. And you'll hear from Tegan and Sarah, who are from Canada. They won the Juno Award for Best Duo this past year. So a lot of great interviews coming up on Border Crossings. You'll be wanting to stay tuned for those. And, of course, all throughout May, it's our Now 50 CD giveaway. Up next, we've got a song request from Nigeria. And our thoughts and prayers go out to everybody in Nigeria. I know there was some 280 or so girls that were kidnapped by a group of extremists. And these young girls have been taken, and people don't know where they are being kept. I guess 20 of them or so escaped and came back to their homes and reported what was going on, and they managed to escape with their lives. America is sending some help to Nigeria to help recover these close to 300 missing girls. They're all young girls from various ages, most of them teenagers. So our thoughts and prayers go out to these girls in Nigeria. And this is a request from Jabani Mamza, and it's a song by Phil Collins called True Colors on Border Crossings, originally sung by Cyndi Lauper. But this is Phil Collins' version here on Border Crossings. Courage now, realize Stains all over your clothes. It is Van Morrison on Border Crossings and his Brown-Eyed Girl. 1967 was the year that song was out. And 2007, it was inducted into the Grammy Songwriting Hall of Fame. Interesting story. A lot of radio stations wouldn't play it back in 1967 because of what was considered suggestive lyrics at that time. Laying around, rolling around the green grass. And they probably weren't chasing butterflies. That's probably wasn't what Van Morrison had in mind when he put the song together. That's a request from The Painter in the Netherlands, who's listening to Border Crossings today. So thank you to The Painter for that request. Van is 68, and he has a brand new album out. The new album is called Born to Sing, No Plan B. I like that. Isn't that? That's very clever. Probably a true statement for Van Morrison from Northern Ireland. And Van Morrison will be performing in Belfast on May 25th at the Guinness Blues on the Bay Festival. And that's a big event that's been going on for about 20 years. He's looking forward to going home and performing in Belfast for all the Irish fans there. I'm Larry London on Border Crossings. Thank you for joining us here on this Wednesday. If there's a song that you'd like me to play, let us know about it. Call 202-619-2077. The studio number is 202-619-2077. Give Vince a call, and he'll take your request and dedication. And yesterday, Aiken, who won our Now 50 CD giveaway, did not give us his postal mailing address. Aiken, if you're listening, we need your postal mailing address. So you can call it in, you can email it in, but we can't send you the CD unless and until we know where to send it to. So that's important, the postal mailing address. I'd like to say hello to some Facebook fans of our Facebook page, DeWitt, Ria Ile Rubido, Michael Nega, Aramis Arkebe, Bezi Abera, and Million Gutu. So thank you, everybody, for coming on board and going to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London and signing up for Facebook. You're going to need Facebook for our giveaway of the Now 50 CD in probably about 2 weeks' time. Next week, we're going to do this by telephone. It'll be a call-in-to-win giveaway. So if you need to put some money on your phone card, do so. So you're able to call in and play with us next week on the giveaway. Now, speaking of Facebook, I put something very funny on today. Every time I watch this, I look at it, I think about it, it makes me laugh. Jimmy Fallon, who took over The Tonight Show from Jay Leno this year, comes up with all these different skits, these different comedy acts. He makes fun of things. He sings with singers. He had actress Emma Stone lip-syncing to a song at a little contest. But his latest posting from yesterday, his latest thing, is this skit about selfies. I don't know if you know what a selfie is, but anybody who's got a cell phone that takes photos, at least here in the U.S., the big thing, the big in trend, is to take a photo of yourself. And sometimes you can take a photo with other people, like Ellen did on the Oscars, and took a selfie with a whole bunch of people, and that's been viewed millions and millions of times now. But he did a skit. Jimmy Fallon did a skit last night on The Tonight Show, which I put on Facebook, about selfies, and it features Seth Rogen and a few other famous comedians who are dressed like teenage girls, making fun of teenage girls taking selfies. So you got to watch this video. It is hilarious, and it's on Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Go there and check this out, and I know you'll find it funny. All right, here's a Facebook request. Juanita Fernandez is listening to the show, and we're going back now to the 98 Degrees days, a boy band from Ohio that reunited last year. It's Nick Lachey and his group, and this song is Because of You on Border Crossings.
Hey, what's going on? I'm Nick Lachey, and you're listening to Larry London.
Sunshine, oh yeah. Baby, I really know by now. losing my mind when you're not around. It's all because of the sunshine after the rain. You're the cure against my fear and my pain. 'Cause I'm losing my mind when you're not around. It's all because you're the sunshine after the rain. You're the cure.
Hi, it's Harry from One Direction, and you're listening to Larry London.
I figured it out. I figured it out from black and white. Seconds and hours. Maybe they had to take some time.
I know how it goes. I know how it goes for wrong and right. Silence and sound. Did they ever hold each other tight like us? Did they ever fight like us?
Mistakes of up and down, meet in the middle. There's always room for common ground.
I see what it's like for day and night, never together. 'Cause they see things in a different light, like us, they never tried. Like us. Thank you.
Border Crossings, you and I, One Direction from the Midnight Memories album. They're working on a new album already. This one isn't even warm yet, and they're working on a new one. These guys are busy guys. One Direction, the request is from Dina Al-Musalam, who's listening to the show, and One Direction on tour in South America right now, promoting the latest album, Midnight Memories, and causing all kinds of commotion. They were in Peru, and apparently 250 screaming teenage girls stormed the hotel they were staying at and made a big scene in the lobby. So the guys had to be rushed out of the hotel and taken to another hotel. During the concert, they added, I don't know, 50 extra security guards for the band, and yet still fans were hurt during the show. So people are kind of out of control and crazy for One Direction, who were in Argentina the last couple of days. They've got several stops in Argentina, and they've been performing there. Meanwhile, Liam Payne of One Direction is licking his wounds. He broke up with his model girlfriend, Sophia Smith, after 2 years of dating. Apparently, the two of them came to the very mature conclusion that with her busy career and the band's about a year and a half or so of touring, they can't work on their relationship, so it's best to end it right now. And if they still love each other at the end of the relationship, then they can talk about reconnecting and resuming. But they're very mature about things, so that's, you know, in their favor. I would like to say hello to Jahangir in Bangladesh. Thank you for listening to us and tuning in. Also, Farhad in Iran is listening, and Andrusum tunes us in. Michael Negu and Edwina Isatu Jello are all listening to Border Crossings. We appreciate it. Thank you very much for reaching out to us on Facebook.com/VOA Larry London and letting me know about it. In just a bit, we're going to check out some of the messages on my Facebook wall. And don't forget, before the end of the hour, we've got another Now 50 CD giveaway coming your way. All right, got this email from a listener named Kofi Yeboa. Kofi is in Ghana listening to Border Crossings and says, my birthday was on April 21st. It's amazing. I find out how many people celebrating birthdays whenever we're giving away a CD. People always write in, it was my birthday, it is my birthday, or will be my birthday. But happy birthday, Kofi Yeboa, and we thank you for tuning into the show. Here's your request, which he wanted to hear on this day, because I'm sure he's listening. This is a disco song from the group Chic, and this is called I Want Your Love.
I want your love.
Crossings and Could You Be Loved? It's Bob Marley, the father of reggae music around the world. One of the things about Bob Marley's reggae music, it doesn't incorporate the sound of steel drums. That wasn't kind of the main sound behind his music. It was mostly guitar music, which is different than what we envision reggae music being today. I mean, you know, reggae is driven by steel drums. But Bob Marley was a pioneer, an icon, and that is called Could You Be Loved? Here on Border Crossings, Nabiyu Halamariam requested that song. So, Nabiyu, thank you for your request here on Border Crossings. We appreciate hearing from you, and any chance to play reggae music is always welcome, because it's a lot of fun. And, you know, radio stations in the U.S. don't play reggae music. It's, for whatever reason, it's not popular here in America. I don't know why. Well, you know, Mary, why not? Mary doesn't know either. If you want to call in and make a request, 202-619-2077 is our phone number into the studio. And Vince will take down your request and your dedication if you have one. You can also enter our giveaway. And we are giving away the Now 50 CD, which is loaded with hits from all of the biggest names in music. We've got the latest from Pharrell and Katy Perry and Avicii, Bastille, Lorde. We've got a CD and this two-disc set that also includes music from Kelly Clarkson, Lady Gaga, Nelly, Carly Rae, and even Taylor Swift. We are never, ever, ever getting back together. So there. Speaking of Taylor Swift, she wanted to put to rest this rumor that's been circulating that she and Selena Gomez are no longer friends. You know, Selena dropped her from her Instagram account, but apparently Selena dropped everybody. And it was her management that told her to drop all these negative influences, just wanted to drop her, all these people. And then everybody started assuming, well, she dropped Taylor because Taylor doesn't like Justin Bieber. She's dating Justin Bieber. Well, apparently the two of them got together Monday night in New York City at the Met Gala, and they went out of their way to try and extinguish the rumor. They've posted all kinds of videos everywhere, dancing, hugging, kissing, holding hands. They just had a great time. And so they're really making an extra effort to say, we are still friends. Don't believe what the tabloids say. Ian Tagume wants me to play this song from Taylor Swift. It's called Red on Border Crossings.
Hey, I'm Taylor Swift, and you're listening to Larry London on The Voice of America.
Loving him is like driving a new Maserati down a dead end street. Faster than the wind, passionate as sin, ending so suddenly. Loving him is like trying to change your mind once you're already flying through the free fall. Like the colors in autumn so bright, just before they lose it all. Losing him is blue.
Taylor Swift, titled from the new album, and Ian requested the song on Border Crossings. Taylor Swift attended, as I mentioned, the Met Gala Monday night. She wore this gorgeous gown. I mean, she looked like Cinderella. She could be a princess out of any fairy tale story. She did send out a tweet before she went to the ball and to all of her fans. She said, "That moment when your cat casually walks up, then abruptly attacks your custom satin Oscar de la Renta gown during your fitting for Met Ball." So she must be talking about, at that particular time, 3:40 in the afternoon on Monday, her cat Meredith must have sunk its claws into her very expensive $15,000 Oscar de la Renta gown. But she looks stunning nonetheless. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. And right now, let's do our CD giveaway. The Now 50 CD giveaway is here on Border Crossings. And it's a random drawing. And by the way, Glenn, you play a mean trumpet. I love the way you play the trumpet. All right. Here is our lucky listener of the day. Kofi Yeboah in Ghana is the winner today. So, Kofi, yay! Congratulations to you. You've got the Now 50 CD just for listening to Border Crossings. Pretty easy and painless. All you do is enter, and we'll do the drawing of our various different entries and give away one this week. Next week, call in to win. Telephones, call in to win. All right. I've got another song to play for you. This one has a story, a couple of stories that go along with it. Mohammed in Sierra Leone is listening, and he requested Coldplay Magic. They have a new album coming out on May 19th called Ghost Stories. If you're a fan of Coldplay, you can check that out. And also, during a show Monday night, Chris Martin dedicated a song to Mick Jagger, a song from their collection called Fix You. And he told the crowd, this is a song about recovering. And I think he was referring to the fact that Sir Mick Jagger's girlfriend, Elrin Scott, was found dead not too long ago. So he had to cancel an Australian tour and fly back and attend the funeral and whatnot. So thoughts and prayers go with Sir Mick. Here is Coldplay Magic for Mohammed, who's listening in Sierra Leone. This is called Magic on Border Crossings.
Believe in magic. We
Crossings. Sir Paul McCartney says he's returning to the stadiums where the Beatles played, and he's going to put that into his Out There World Tour schedule. In fact, he's excited. He's going back to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, California, August 14th. The Beatles once upon a time played there, August 29th, 1966. And Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, California. They played there in 1966. He'll be playing there as well at the Hollywood Bowl, too. And so he's got a bunch of shows playing. So if you're a Paul McCartney fan, you can check him out here in America, maybe around the world. I'm Larry London. Thanks so much for listening to the show. Glenn, thank you for doing a great job again, as always. And Mary and Vince for putting the show together. I will see you tomorrow at 1500 Universal right here on Border Crossings with all requests and dedications and another Now 50 CD giveaway. Border Crossings is heard on the VOA Music Mix Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.